Hello. I actually have something to talk about. Stuff Keeps Happening was an accident. I didn't mean to do this. Oops. This all originally started as a blog that I titled What's Going On. It eventually became a TikTok series because I found that it was easier for me to just talk to the camera than it was to get my thoughts out in text always. And now, this is my job. It's been an incredible journey, and I've met some amazing people, and I am floored by the support from the community here. You're outrageous. You specifically are outrageous. You silly little guy. And this is not me. I'm not announcing that I'm going away. Just to be clear. This is not me being like, and so I'm stopping it. I do want to say, and I'll just rip this band-aid off, I'm going to be reducing my production schedule down to once a week. I have noticed that I have not really been able to do the things that I need to do recently. I've been working way too hard. I'm working more hours than I ever have before. I've been basically trying to play catch up ever since I had COVID, and I'm still not caught up. And that was over a month ago. I'm producing Stuff Keeps Happening. I'm hosting and producing on the Atlas Loom. I stream 3 times a week. I have a major new project that I'm going to be announcing later this month. And that's not even getting to like having a life. Trying to like work on my mental and physical health, get that under control in the slightest, you know? And last night, right before I went live on stream, I realized that like I just completely missed 2 major bullet points for work that I needed to do that just fell through the cracks, and that's happening too much recently. I'm making mistakes, I'm getting sloppy, I'm messing up some stories, and I've had to post and then delete things because I caught issues after I posted it. I don't want that to be the norm. I don't want to make low quality stuff. I never liked rushing to be the first to talk about a certain subject. I want to be able to form my thoughts and understand what I'm saying before I just am reacting to things. And so I don't want to continue to veer towards feeling as though I have to. And so here are the changes that I am making. Stuff Keeps Happening will be produced and published once a week on Mondays. What that means is the newsletter, the YouTube video, and the podcast will all go out the normal time every Monday. The mobile clips like TikTok and Reels and whatnot, those are going to be posted on like probably like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just like throughout the week, basically. The next thing is that you're hopefully going to see more random content from me because I really miss just doing whatever was on my mind. Virtually all of my content production time is just like one of 2 things right now. And I miss being able to post fun clips from my stream or random ideas and gags and skits. So hopefully you'll see more of that in the future. And ultimately, I'm planning for that once a week Stuff Keeps Happening to be a little bit bigger and hopefully higher production quality, maintaining all the things that I'm currently doing, so captions and all that stuff. I'm hoping it's going to be a good change. I'm hoping I will have more energy. I'll be able to deliver properly what I want to deliver while also having any time and any energy whatsoever to do anything else. If something critically important comes up, like out of band, like throughout the week, I'll talk about it. I'll like make a one-off ad hoc video and post and whatnot. But I don't like contributing to the constant cycle. It's not worth trying to be on top of it constantly. I'm gonna work really hard and try to keep making like fun shit. That's not stopping. This is again, not an announcement of me stepping away. This is not an I'm burnt out video. I'm identifying that if I don't make a change, I will be. This is quite the opposite. I am more excited than ever at the opportunities that are laid out in front of me. I cannot wait to dig in. And if I want to be able to make this work as a long-term thing, I need to listen to myself and actually respond. It feels very strange to do this next part, given that I'm basically saying, hey, everybody, I'm going to do less stuff. But let's talk about support. I thoroughly appreciate any and all support, sharing my content around, just engaging with my content, and then, of course, financial support. You all have been amazing, and the fact that I'm making more than $1 off of content that I'm making is just ridiculous. It means the world. If you want to support me financially, the best ways to do that would be Patreon, patreon.com/endeavorance, or head to my merch store, shop.endeavorance.camp. You can also subscribe on Twitch or get a Stuff Keeps Happening or Atlas Loom subscription. There's a bunch of different ways. The most direct is Patreon or merch. If supporting financially is not in the cards, perfectly fine. I cannot overstate how valuable just sharing my content is. That's valuable. Anyway, I don't want to leave you hanging too much, so let's do a very sloppy lightning round. A 62-year-old man in Germany got 217 COVID shots. and he's fine. The guy who leaked military documents on Discord to win an argument with, like, military nerds is going to jail for 16 years. There was a wildlife trafficking bust at an airport in Bangkok, and among other things, they found a red panda in a suitcase. Which sounds adorable, but it was a trafficking operation. U.S. Congress is going to vote today on trying to ban TikTok. Again. Stop it. Epic Games got hacked by hackers, and then it turns out that the hackers who hacked Epic Games didn't actually hack Epic Games and just made up that they hacked Epic Games. And it turns out that the hackers who said that they hacked Epic Games actually wanted to sell hacking software to other hackers to hack other hackers. That one was hard. The Supreme Court ruled that Trump can be on the ballot in all 50 states. They haven't ruled if he's not a criminal. There's a SpongeBob Xbox now. Nintendo sued the developers behind a Switch emulator, winning $2.4 million and shutting the emulator down. Nikki Haley won DC and Vermont GOP primary elections, making her the first woman to win a GOP primary. And then she dropped out of the race. And finally for today, there was a major outage of all Meta services, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, etc. And the world was a little brighter for a little bit on Tuesday. Thank you all so very much for your support. I will be back on Monday. Take care and be well.